Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And that tune was Try a Little Tenderness by the late Otis Redding. And I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all my global listeners that are broadcasting in 28 countries. And before I get started, I want to tell everyone that we, the staff here at Unmasked, we sent out our condolences to those who lost loved ones due to the coronavirus. And because of this pandemic that's going around right now, we're going to take a hiatus for the month of April. We're going to stay put, do our self-quarantine, and, you know, just try to stay healthy. And we'll return on May the 1st, 2020. If you would like to be a guest on my show, just call Terry Lyle at 443-956-8553. And tonight we have a great guest for you tonight. We have a fellow colleague who's also a radio host and also a writer. And if you listen to her talk long enough, she does a lot of things. And our guest tonight is Gail Johnson. But before I introduce her, I want to say hello to my co-hosts, Chris, Michael Ward, and Mark Anthony Real. How y'all doing, darling?
Hello, I'm doing good.
Thank you, Chris. And
I'm
you,
doing
Mark?
Great, Mary. I'm doing great. Thanks. Hello, global listeners.
Let's say hi to everybody. Yep. And without further ado, we are so proud and we are happy to introduce to some, you know, and to others who already know Miss Johnson, we're going to say hello to Gail Delicious Johnson. Now, y'all might want to ask why they call her Delicious. I ain't going there because I'm a female. I am. Hey, Gail.
Good evening. Good evening, Terry. How you doing? Hi, Mark and Chris. How you guys doing? It's a pleasure being on the show this evening.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Okay, and I do. I like your opening song, "Try a Little Tenderness," because if everybody was doing that, I don't think we'd be in the position that we're in with this coronavirus and the other things that are going on in this world today. You know, people are selfish, unkind, inconsiderate, and, you know, just all about themselves. So that was a very appropriate song that you played, "Try a Little Tenderness" by the late great Otis Redding.
Yes, it was. And thank you so much for saying that. And I did that, too, because we was on the same wavelength. Like, you know, I know people are trying to get toiletries and stuff, but they get to the point where they're hoarding it, and they're not allowing everybody to get their share. You know, like the same members in the same household, like you might have five in a household, and they're acting like they're separate people, and they're all getting up all the toilet paper, this and that. You know, and things are being, you know, disappearing, and the people who really need it can't get it. I applaud the Walmarts for setting aside an hour for senior citizens to get their stuff without the rush of everyone else. And I'm just going to throw this out there. A lot of people keep saying that all the sanitizers and all the alcohol is gone. Here's a side thought. If you go buy some Listerine has that 99% effective on killing germs. So that's just like Lysol, buy some Listerine. I'm not talking about the other mouthwashes. If you buy some Listerine, and as far as the toilet paper go, people, y'all forget. If y'all get box tissue, it's just as soft as the tissue that you use on the roll. So, you know, I see a lot of tissues in the boxes that people are letting sit there. But, you know, so get that. You know, just don't use paper towels because you definitely will have a plumbing problem down the road. And there's so much for that, but I'm going to get back to Gail. Gail, I'm glad that the topic that you want to discuss about God is real because, you know, for people who don't know God, you know, they have to feel really like at odds end, like overwhelmed because what's going on in the world. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not afraid. I'm not in panic mode, none of that, because I know that if God decides to wipe me out and I drop my earthly robe today, I feel pretty confident that I won't be going to hell because we only got two choices, heaven or hell. And I'm doing my best to try to treat people the way I would like to be treated and be a good person. So, you know, I'm not panicking, and I appreciate the fact that you chose to share with us that God is real. So I'll just kick it to Chris first. Let him ask you a question, and then y'all can go with that. And listeners on the call right now, if y'all would like to get in on this call, hit the number one key, and I will unmute your mic, and I will just give out your last four digits, and you know, and you can ask questions of our guests because this is a live show. So anybody out there who's calling in, dial 347-945-6003, hit the one key, and I will unmute your mic, and you can talk to our guests. Okay, Chris, it's on you, darling.
All right. Well, Gail, this is Chris Michael Ward. My first question, since the topic is God, my first question is to you, what is God to you? I mean, is it a man? Is it a woman? Is it a spirit? How do you define God?
Well, I define God as a supreme being and spiritual, as a spirit, because as we all know, no one has ever seen his face. And the fact of the matter, we see his works. And to know God, you must believe that there is a God, first of all. And I do believe that there is a God, and I do believe that he created this world, he created the heavens and the earth, and everything that's on the heavens and earth, he created it. And even though this is Satan's domain, Satan chose to try to rise up against God, so God cast him down here. And when he did, he said, "Woe is the earth." And Satan's been running things ever since. You know, and some people don't realize that, you know, we're in the clutches of the evil one. You know, but you can make a decision as to if you want to be on Satan's side or you want to be on God's side. And I choose to be on God's side because God gives us the everlasting life and Satan gives us death. And anybody who opposes or anybody who reckons to be on Satan's side, you know, they're asking for death. But when you're with God, he gives you the promise of eternal life. And that's what I'm so looking forward to. You know, even though I know I'm not a saint, I know I am a sinner, but God is so loving and kind and forgiving. He forgives us of our sins. And no one on this earth is perfect because this is an imperfect world, but you strive to do the best that you can. And, you know, God will, is a rewarding God. He will make sure that your name is written in the book of life and, you know, you'll be here for eternity. But like I said, you have people that want to do wrong or choose to do wrong, or some people that don't know things that are wrong because, and the Bible says, render the things to Caesar, the things that are Caesar, the things that are to God, to God. And man has made laws to make people believe the things that they're saying in those laws are good and it's the right thing to do. For instance, at one point it was illegal for a woman to have an abortion. Now it's legal, so women are having abortions for reasons, saying they get pregnant and they say they can't afford the child, or they, you know, have these reasons that they're getting abortions, and because it's, they say a man has deemed it legal, they don't feel that it's wrong. But it is wrong. It's murder. You know, and God has, when God gave us our children gifts and blessings, you have women out here who can't conceive, want to have babies, and you have women out here that are having babies, putting them in a trash can, killing them, you know, doing all kind of things to them. So those things, people have to get the laws straight, you know, what's rendered to Caesar and what's rendered to God. Now, some of the laws that come in conflict with God's laws, then you can oppose them. But as long as they're not, you know, coming in conflict with God's laws, like, for instance, divorce or killing and, you know, different things of that, you know, because it's the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. You know, different things of the sort. But, you know, people, we all have a free will and we all exercise it. But, you know, some people just think because man said it's okay to do. But you have to be very careful.
Real quick, if you don't mind, I want to clarify stuff to the listeners. like what Gail said, that Jehovah God came down, gave his son, so we can be, so we can receive salvation. That's why he gave his life on the cross, because he was a perfect man. So people out there, everybody got a past. I have done things I'm not proud of, and I'm sure a lot of these listeners have. I want to make it clear to people that even though you may have sinned, don't hold yourself so unforgiving, because God will forgive your transgressions. All you got to do really is to talk to God and acknowledge where you messed up and change from that way, and, you know, get baptized in watery grave. Because the thing is, people think when they messed up, like she mentioned abortion, you know, they feel like, oh, I'm damned because I did that, you know. No, you know, only thing that God really talked about in earnest in the Bible is that you will not be forgiven if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. But anything else you do, if you acknowledge it and you have a contrite heart and you really want to be forgiven and ask for forgiveness, God hears your prayers, you know. And in the book of Romans, none of us is perfect, only his son. So don't think that whatever you did in the past, whatever, you know, that it's going to still hold you accountable. Just, you know, give it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord in prayer. You know, just ask for forgiveness and don't do what you did before. Because if I tell you how many things I done messed up in my life, I know I'll be doomed to hell, but that's not my life anymore. And I don't want nobody to be judging themselves so hard about what you've done, because we all have messed up. So don't beat yourself up. If you messed up, take it to the Lord in prayer and ask for forgiveness. And on that note, I'm going to drop this over to Mark real quick to ask this question.
You know, Gail, everyday challenges can be a test of our faith, no less a global pandemic. You know, not only are people now worried about their health as schools and jobs close, and people are also concerned about child care, elderly family, and nursing homes and bills. How do we choose faith over fear in these uncertain times?
I can only speak for myself, because I don't know what's going on in other people's heads. But for me, I just feel that, you know, as long as I'm faithful and believing that God has got my back, he has my back. And if I'm to get the coronavirus, then I'm going to also believe he still is going to have my back, you know. But they're saying to use the cautious, so I'm being using the cautionary measures so that, you know, I won't come in contact with it. But if a person is out there blatantly, like those spring breakers down on the beach, they're, you know, running around, getting in each other's faces and, you know, doing everything because that's what they want to do, and then they get the coronavirus, they can't understand why. You know, so you have to practice precautionary measures when things like this happen. So, you know, a person can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, or, you know, just set themselves up. Because if they say don't walk, if they tell you to walk in a crosswalk and you're not walking in a crosswalk and you get hit by a car, I mean, that's almost like you're asking for it, because you know you're supposed to walk in a crosswalk. So I'm just going to keep the faith and the trust and the belief in God, you know, because I just feel that God has my back. He has my back in so many other instances, things that happened in my life. So I know that he has my back at this particular time as well.
Well, Mark, I can help you with that question. How can you believe faith over fear? For example, like, you know, the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving this earth. Back in the days of Noah, it didn't even rain at all. And when Noah was building his ark, the people there was calling him stupid and saying, look at this crazy man. It's never rained here because vegetation was growing because of the mist that was on the earth. It never rained. But because they didn't believe, God saved Noah and his family, saved only 8 people, and that flood wiped out everybody. That's another way. In the Bible, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, the 3 people were thrown into the fire, you know, and when they came out, they didn't smell like smoke, and they saw a 4th person in there with them, you know, and they didn't burn up. That's proof that God can do what man can't do, like David and Goliath. Everybody was scared of this giant, you know, but David, a young boy with a stone and a slingshot, he brought him down. That's the difference between faith in God and fear of man. Man can't do nothing because Christ is kept. Have you ever saw a man other than Jesus who died and was resurrected? So that's where you can have faith against fear, because if you know one can provide and one is just fear, fear is because of man. Faith will show you that God is able. He created the universe. He did everything, you know, and Darwin's theory about evolution, wrong answer, because you can't just throw up in the air the Big Bang theory and have everything so delicately designed, whether it's butterflies, the trees, the sky, everything else. So when people worry about faith over fear, just know that if you believe in God and ask God to provide, he will. If you want to be afraid, that's because man can't fix nothing for you but create the propaganda and create the confusion. And that's just some examples, the difference between faith over fear and this trying time. And I'm sorry, Gail, for jumping in there, but I'm going to let Chris ask his question.
Mm-hmm. Well, fear also is false evidence appearing real. You know, people can be afraid of something that really isn't even something to be afraid of. You know, because people can put thoughts in your mind or threaten you or, you know, just do things to make you fearful when they're really, the only fear you should have is the fear of God, and that's a good fear, not a fear where, oh, he's the boogeyman or he's going to do this. But see, the fear of God is loving him and be fearful that you're not going to get that everlasting gift, you know, so that's my take on it.
Okay.
So what was your question, darling?
Yeah, Gail, my next question is, there are people who just say, like, I think it was the governor of one of the governors from the states, I wrote down, but I forget which one it was, but he said, if people just pray away the coronavirus, it will go away. You know, I think people need to do more than pray it away. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, praying it away, okay. I think that a person who has a deep faith and trust in God and belief, it's not the point of praying it away, but it's praying to deal with the circumstances that it has caused. For instance, mm-hmm. you're praying that, you know, you can get back to work soon, or you'll hurry up and this thing will be over with. And it's going to be over with. But, you know, praying for God and thinking it's going to be over with tomorrow, it's going to be over with in his time when you ask for those, when you pray to him about that. Because yeah. God is in control. God is in control. He knows what's going on. He sees everything, hears everything, and he knows all. So it's not like we're down here and he's ignoring the situation. But, you know, because man has in this situation, then, yeah. you know, this is when we have to put our faith and trust and hope in God, because man cannot save us. Man yeah. can't even save himself, because you see, if that was the case, the world would be in the turmoil that it's in, and it's not getting any better. It's not getting any better. And, you know, it's getting closer and closer to the end. And people better wake up and smell the coffee. I'm not saying it's going to be next week or next year, but trust me, it's getting closer. Nobody knows the time, the day, or the minute, but it is getting closer. And things are prophesied in the Bible, you know, that people are ignoring, and they're just running around like they did when Noah was building the ark, calling him stupid and this and that. But when it started raining, it was a whole different story, and the ark was closed. So, you know, people are doing the same things they're doing that they did when Noah was building the ark, instead of, you know, repenting and becoming closer to God and, you know, loving their neighbors, loving their brothers, and helping one another out. These people hoarding toilet paper, I mean, I still don't understand what was the purpose of hoarding toilet paper and paper towels. I can't understand that. And then the fact that they're buying guns, now they're buying guns so that they can protect themselves when somebody comes into their house, opposed to you have so much, why don't you share it instead of hoarding it? Because when it comes down to that fact, when people are going to be actually going into other people's houses, stealing from them because they don't have, that's going to be a terrible situation. Terrible. You're going to kill somebody. If you're going to kill somebody over toilet paper, over food, over material things, when all you have to do is share, because when you die, you're not taking nothing with you. You're going the same way you came this world, with nothing. So, you know, people need to learn to share and to love one another, you know, because like God had commanded us, if people would obey God's laws, the world wouldn't be in the turmoil that it's in.
Exactly. Well, darling, we have a caller on the line who want to ask you a question. And caller, last four numbers is 5449. Who am I speaking to? And you're on the air.
Hi, you're speaking to Vincent from Connecticut.
How you doing, Vincent?
I'm doing good. Hey, everybody. I really didn't have a question, but I just wanted to say that I am enjoying the conversation, and I agree wholeheartedly with what your guest is saying. You know, this is the time to get it right, you know, because God is people better pay attention, and I see that a lot of people aren't, and I just want to just keep letting you know that I'm doing the same thing, too. My faith, and God has always reminded me, your faith is strong, so stand strong like I've stand strong through many of the obstacles I have gone through in the past. And yes, he had my back as well. So I continue to do just that, and to embrace and love and be careful. And we'll get through this.
You know, and
thank you.
I kind of think too, Gail and Vincent, I kind of think that sometimes with the issue of the hoarding paper, and I'm not making excuses, I think some people that may have had kids or some people who might not know how long the quarantine was going to last, I kind of thought that, you know, that's a basic thing that we all need to use the restroom. They didn't want to run out, you know, or they wasn't sure what was going to close down, you know, but they should have taken the allotted amount for each person. The hoarding part, I don't understand, because you're right, Gail. It gets to a point, it'd be like purge. Somebody be breaking in your house, trying to kill you for something stupid as a toilet paper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there are other things that you can use. There's Kleenex, napkins and whatever, you know, but I just can't understand that toilet paper issue. It was really crazy to me. You know, I have toilet paper, and I've had my toilet paper for a while now because I live by myself. But if I should run out, I have a girlfriend who had already called me and told me if I needed any you know, toilet paper, anything, to give her a call. But I will go to the store, and if they have it in the store, I will get it. But, you know, that was how people should do. You know, call your friend up, call your neighbor up, call your relatives, call people you hadn't talked to. Are you okay? Do you need anything? These are the types of things that should be going on right now. But people are just so selfish and stuck on themselves until they don't even care about other people. But you can go get a gun, and if someone comes in your house, you know, and try to take what they don't have, you're going to kill them. If someone knocked on my door right now and asked me for toilet paper, I would give it to them. You don't have to come in here with a gun. You knock on my door and you ask me for something. If I have it, you're going to get it. You know, but people, you know, that's just how people, their minds are just gone. And they see this, all these things in the media that they're putting in the media and all these crazy things that people are saying about this situation. It's crazy, you know. It's really crazy, and people are panicking and afraid, and, you know, instead of, because I'm just taking it easy. I'm doing things now that I hadn't, you know, been doing since I've been going out every day, but being at home, I'm finding things to do, and, you know, being comfortable with that, you know, talking with people on the phone, and, you know, just different things. Not to say that I hadn't been out, but I'm not out socializing like I, you know, would like to do, but... You know, people need to wake up and smell the coffee.
Amen. Well, Mark got a question for you, Gail.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a comment, Terry. You were talking earlier about not being afraid of death as a believer. And it just reminded me of this morning's Our Daily Bread message, which said, it's from Psalms, where it says, "Precious is the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants." And the idea that death is precious, how precious is the sight of the Lord. So if you're not afraid of death, God treasures the death of his people, for in their passing he welcomes them home. So that's just another reassurance of what it's, how beneficial it is to be a believer in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, you got a lot of people want to go to heaven, but they're afraid to die, you know. But you would have to transition. So my thing is, you know, growing up, I was brought up as a Catholic, and I really don't want to get into the fact of the different things I went through with that religion. Just I've studied different religions, been in different religions, and, you know, learned different things and came to the conclusion. I had moved from D.C. in 2016, and I went through an experience here with the church. A girl had taken me to a church that I felt wasn't as welcoming as the church that I am a member to now. And I've never been to a church like the church I am a member to now, because the church that the girl had taken me to, these people, they were looking at me like I was an alien, or, you know, they really spoke, and, you know, they didn't do the things that go on in the church that I am a member of now. And the church that I am a member of now is, I think, the church that I wish that I had found years ago, you know. But this was at the time that God had placed me down here to get me right, to get my life on track, you know, to introduce me to the church family that I have. You know, I have a lot of support from them. And when I came down here, you know, because the first time I went to that church, it was really a different experience for me, and I was looking for different things in it that, you know, I had experienced in different churches. But the experience that I experienced in the church that I am a member of now is just overwhelming, you know, and everybody is, we're just like brothers and sisters. That's how I feel. And I really have that feeling, because everybody treats everybody with love, kindness, and, you know, I got baptized March the 29th of 2017, I think. That was my second baptism. But the first time I was baptized, I was a baby. I didn't know anything what was going on, because, I was brought up in Catholicism, you know, because that's just the religion that my mother and her mother, everybody had practiced at that particular time. And I learned that babies don't have to be baptized, because number one, they can't, when you get baptized, you're repenting of your sins and this and that. A baby comes in the world innocent, you know. So I found out different things as far as being with that religion, and eventually I think I'm on the right track. Well, I know I'm on the right track at the church that I am a member of now. So, with that being said, people will have to find, you know, their place, their right place in serving God. You know, and there is one religion, but, you know, they have so many other names, and in the Bible doesn't say anything about all those different religions that are mentioned. I don't see them in the Bible anywhere, you know. So man-made religions and, you know, people falling from grace. You have the preacher messing around with everybody in the choir. And, you know, it's just not to say that this can't happen in the church that I am a member of, but I haven't heard of anything like that happening. But I've heard a lot about other, you know, different religions. I'm not trying to put no religion down, but it's just, you know, what I feel.
Yeah, but Gail, if it does happen, that's because it was a man or a woman that did it. It wasn't the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is going to stay the same. But what a man...
Oh, I know that. Right.
That's
right, right, because man also tries to use the Bible as a weapon when it's not, it's, that's not how you use the Bible. You don't tell people, you know, bash a person with your things that are in the Bible, because there's not supposed to be any type of arguing or disputing, because the Bible is the Word, and it's the Word of God. So if a person is bashing and disputing things, you know.
Okay, well, baby, can we take a little small break, and we'll be right back, play a little quick
okay.
song, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Opportunity to Gail, and then we're going to get up out of here.
Okay, you can get in touch with me through Facebook. I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/GailDeliciousJohnson. I have a fan page on there, which I hadn't been on in forever. I also have a Blog Talk Radio show, which is titled If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Lemonade. I mean, Make a Martini show, which airs whenever I feel like it.
Oh, my God.
Well, generally, I would, you know, because I do shows when I feel like it, to be honest, because I haven't, you know, really, I had a scheduling, but I couldn't keep up with my scheduling because I was doing other things. So I just had a show last week, a couple of weeks ago, where Terry Lyles was a guest. So if you'd like to listen to that, you can go to my Facebook page or you can go to my Blog Talk show and download it to wherever you want to download it. And also, I'm an author, publisher, ghostwriter, poet, and I have my own independent publishing company, and you can go to my website, which is jaypublishing.com. That's jjpublishing.com. And I transplanted from Washington, D.C. to Fayetteville, North Carolina is where I'm living at now. I've been down here 4 years, April the 19th, and I'm loving it, you know, because I fully believe that, you know, God had brought me down here to turn my life around, which he has done, and it's been an amazing journey, and I've been through trials and tribulations, and I'm still going through them, but, hey, I look for the silver lining at the end of every problem that I have, because I know God promises, you know, just keeping the faith and trusting in him, you know, that's why we go through our trials and tribulations. And sometimes, you know, I really am glad that I do go through them so he can know just how much I do love him and trust and believe in him. So, you know, with that being said, those who believe, keep on believing, and those who don't, you know, maybe one day your eyes will open and you'll see and you'll know God as us believers do, you know, because there is a God. I'd rather live my life believing that there is a God and die and find out that there is one than live my life not believing that there is a God and die and find out there is one. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
just keep that in mind, because that can happen, you know. So that's
mm-hmm.
just my take on it. And you know, as far as this coronavirus thing, you know, keep praying. You know, that's all I can say is keep praying. It's not gonna nothing's gonna happen overnight. But trust and believe, when it happens, it's in God's time, and it's gonna be right on time, because He comes when He feels. You know, and it's definitely always on time, because, like I said, I've been through many trials and tribulations, and right when it's gotten the darkest is when he came. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's always
yeah.
light at the end of the tunnel. Just keep going through it, keep believing, and keep the faith.
Yeah, a lot of times I believe that the Lord allows things to happen in our life to see how we're going to receive. Oh, and so the thing is, with that being said, everyone out there listening, the earth, where we are now, what you're going through is the test. How you deal with what you're going through right now determines where you go when you die. We only got two choices, heaven or hell. I don't care what religion you call yourself belonging to. The bottom line is, regardless of what religion, there's two choices for your spirit. It's heaven or hell. So live right while you're down here. Be kind to people. Do the right thing. And thank you, Gail, for being on the show. Thank you, Vincent.
Oh, you're
for
welcome.
To call in. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, and we'll see y'all May 1st, because April, we're going to spend the time to be self-quarantined, to love on our family members, and, you know, do some things that, you know, have been backed up, but we're going to make it do what it do come May 1st. If you want to be a guest on our show, if you've been on here before, call me. You can come back, because this is home. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Hugs and kisses, Vincent.
To you, too.
Good night.
Thank you.